Hello and welcome to the Jonathan Bell Show. This is a show documenting my journey after quitting my 9-to-5 job to pursue a career being a creative. Thank you for tuning in.
What's up, folks? Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Jonathan Bell Show. Today is another Behind the Mic segment. And today I have Zach Cakley on the phone. Zach, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. Now, did I say your last name right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. I just asked him before I hit record if I was going to say it right. I mean, how he pronounces his name, and I'm glad I got it right. Anyway, Zach, you and I know each other through Twitter, and when I tweeted out about having guests on the show, you responded, and you are, can you tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so I'm an independent filmmaker, and I'm also a musician, and I do photography and a lot of creative other stuff, but my main, like, I guess one of my main focuses is independent film. Mainly at like the micro budget level.
Okay, so what does micro budget level entail?
So when a lot of people, they talk about like low budget movies, you know, they'll talk about like maybe $5,000 budget. I'm currently in the middle of a feature film right now where our budget is $900.
Dang, so how many minutes is that?
So a feature film is usually about like 74 to 90 plus minutes. So and it's a full, full feature.
That sounds like a pretty, how long have you been working on this project?
We announced it 2 years ago and we're really getting into the heart of like shooting now. We spent about a year on the script, just kind of ironing out. We're still kind of writing as we're going, but we're going to finish it this year and then release it next spring.
So you're going to finish the movie this year?
Yeah, we're going to finish principal photography, the shooting of it, and then release it next spring.
Oh, okay. So is this a budget that you folks all came together with? I mean, $900 seems like pretty dang low for
yeah. Yeah. So originally when we were kind of writing it, we budgeted it for actually $4,000. And then we kind of realized, well, you know, we have all our own equipment and we have friends who will work for cheap, so we can really bring it down to 2000. So we budgeted for 2000. And then we did a Indiegogo campaign. And then that was the money we got, was $900. So that's what we're working with.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you got something. That's awesome. Now, as much as I love movies and everything, I don't really understand the technical terms of everything, which I probably should, but can you explain to me and maybe all the other people that don't know what principal photography actually means?
Yeah, so principal photography is when you're actually shooting the movie. It's when you're on set and, you know, you have your crew and actors and everything. It's when you're actually like shooting the movie.
Oh, and I always thought that meant like taking photos of stuff.
No, I mean, sometimes there is like on-set photographers, but yeah, it's just the shooting of the movie. It's just like a fancy like term.
I never knew that. I always thought it had to do with actually taking photos.
No.
Okay. Well, I learned something new. So like, I'm guessing that's going to be a bit of a challenge for that. And so what got you into this in the first place, indie filmmaking?
I decided that I wanted to be a filmmaker in the fourth grade. I grew up watching Tim Burton movies, and I just really enjoyed like how all of his movies were kind of the outsider, just as like, because like, I guess as a kid, that's kind of, I guess, how I felt when I connected to that. Just kind of being different from the other kids and then being like the only like brown kid in a school full of white kids. It was like, oh, okay. You know, so I just wanted to make movies like that, just like they're very weird, very dark. And then, you know, as you grow up and you get older and you experience life, you kind of realize that the stories that you want to tell become very cathartic, and that, you know, you hopefully want to make work that is, I guess, helpful to other people in their development of life. So that's kind of where I am right now, is just kind of like put my own thoughts and feelings into a film, and then hopefully it'll kind of like provoke emotions and feelings out of other people.
And how long have you been, is this the first one that you're going to be working on, or have you made any other ones?
I made short films growing up and through college, and then I've worked on various commercials, and I was a cinematographer on a vampire movie about like 3 years ago, but this is the first like feature film that I'm directing.
Oh, that's pretty awesome. Congrats on that.
Oh, thank you.
So for people that want to get into like making their own indie movies or their short movies, what's some pieces of advice that you could give someone for following, going into this direction?
I think the best one is that really it just kind of comes down to just like passion. It's not an easy field. It's definitely something you're not going to make money on. And it's just really just have to come at it at a place of love and a place of passion. And with everything, you know, we live in a very technological like world. So you can really just start off. Anybody can really do this. You can literally just start off by shooting something on your phone. Like the phones are really great for that. And so that's just really, it's just a good place to start, is to just get your friends together. Cause that's how me and I think everyone I know who's also does this, that's how it started. We all just got our friends together, just shot some stuff on our phone, and it just grew from there.
Oh, that's pretty awesome. So mainly just start is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's really it. If you're in a place to be able to, you could literally just start.
Well, that's pretty awesome. A lot of times, I don't think people realize that these iPhones are, and even like I've only ever had iPhones since they came out, but they are pretty dang good cameras to use for recording things.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's like a bunch of like attachments you can get for your camera, for the camera on the iPhone. Like there's like fisheye lenses and all sorts of like crazy stuff. Sean Baker, he did that movie Tangerine completely on an iPhone.
Oh, I think I saw a commercial for that once.
Yeah, I think it's still on Netflix. Yeah, it's pretty dope. Yeah, he completely shot that whole thing on an iPhone.
Oh, that's pretty awesome. That just goes to show that it doesn't matter how technical you are with the storyline, which leads me to my next question. Since you are an indie filmmaker, how much do you, what part of it do you enjoy the most? I mean, do you write stories? This is your first directing, I guess you said, and you worked on commercials and other stuff. So what part of the filmmaking aspect do you love the most?
I think I love the most probably shooting it. Because I think it's just cool to see something you wrote on a piece of paper just kind of come to life. Just like little ideas that started like on a napkin and then turned into a script, and then just it's right there on set. We just shot this party scene a few days ago. And, you know, in my head and in the script, it's supposed to be very colorful and all these people. And we managed to pull it off. And we're just looking at the footage, like, still and just in awe, like, that we were able to even pull off what we did.
That's pretty. It's always pretty exciting to see something in real life on your computer screen or something like that when you have an idea in your head. I totally agree with you on that one. And you do photography also, correct?
I do, yeah.
All right. So how did you get into photography?
I've actually only been doing it for a few years. I took a class in college on film photography, and I absolutely loved it. And then, you know, my parents, they have their old film cameras, and I just kind of took those and just bought film, and I've just been shooting film recently. And then, you know, I do digital for client work, but I guess leisurely, I just love film photography. I think there's just something about the look, and it just kind of makes you think differently too about like what you're capturing. I feel like it makes you like take more time because you don't have as many, there isn't an infinite number of shots you can take. So
you can't really just spray and pray with it, huh?
Yeah, you just kind of have to take your time and breathe, and then hopefully, you know, you get what you needed.
That makes sense. And what, you said you're a musician too, correct?
Yeah.
So what do you play?
In the band I'm in, I play bass.
Thanks. So you are trying to make this movie happen. You're in a band and you're doing photography. How do you manage all this stuff? And work, I'm assuming.
I work from home as a video editor. So that definitely helps people to work from home. But somehow I managed to get it all in.
Well, what are your time management tips to use? Because I know, like, for me, it's really having just so many ideas of doing stuff and, like, having to, like, write it down. Or, like, what helps you stay focused with what you're trying to do at hand?
I definitely keep, like, a mental, like, schedule. And then I also have, like, a schedule on my phone. It's like, okay, this day is band practice, and then I need to work this much to get ready for the shoot on the movie. And then in the meantime, maybe on the Saturday, if I have an afternoon, I can go out, do some photography, and then maybe post it, whatever, and send out some old photos to be developed. It's really just thinking. I try to plan my week ahead, really. That's really all it is just planning ahead. So that way you just don't get overwhelmed. And I don't really like living just kind of like whatever happens. I like to know, like, okay, on this day, this is going to happen. So I try to make sure that I know what's going to happen.
That makes sense. I can totally get that. You're a video editor from home. How did that come about? Because I know a lot of people love to do stuff and work from home as well. So what's been the whole learning curve on that?
How I got it, I was literally just so lucky to even come across it. I was on Indeed just looking for something, and I came across this ad for this YouTuber who was looking for somebody to edit videos. And, you know, I got an interview. She said, oh, you can work from home. I was like, oh my God, thank you. So it's been really great. I love it. I encourage if anyone else can work from home, it's absolutely great. It saves money on gas too, which is fantastic. That too is also part of like the time management thing, because I feel like if I'm working from home, it also just means like, oh, I can just kind of like goof off for a little bit, but I still need to get work done, you know? So it's, at first it was kind of like, oh, I can do this later, but then I also still have a deadline, you know? So it's kind of like trying to balance, trying to remember that, you know, you this is still work, you know, it's still a job.
Yeah. Now I have that. No, I totally agree with you on that. But now I have a question for you. So since you are so wrapped up in the film industry personally, and you're doing editing for somebody as a job, do you get burnt out with it, or is it not matter with you at all? I mean, do you work and then, like, you know, don't ever want to open up Premiere or After Effects or whatever you use to work on your own stuff?
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm so just like, I'm not there yet. I'm just so happy to be able to be doing what I'm doing that I do get burnt out, but I still feel like it's like a good burnt out, you know? I'm just so happy that I'm able to do what I do, you know? So I don't complain that, like, oh man, I do get exhausted, you know, but I'm just still so grateful that I get to do, you know, work from home, and I also get to make a movie, and it's just great.
Yeah, that's a good attitude to have, honestly. Like, that's a really good perspective to have. It's pretty neat. Well, anyway, so that was awesome. I guess I also want to ask you is, did you want to say anything about anything to do with the film industry, or any thoughts of stuff you have, or give any advice for people that want to get into this?
Yeah, I have a few things. So if you're able to work, this is something that I guess nobody really told me, but I just kind of learned on my own. Is if you're able to work on a set, just don't forget where you are, you know? Like, I done the vampire movie I shot, we had this other camera guy, and he just had this mentality that he was working on, like, a $600 million movie or whatever, you know? And, like, we're working with, like, paper strings and rubber bands, you know, for our budget. So, and he just, like, intentionally forgot people's names and just treated everyone terribly. And then, you know, I just made a point to remember everybody's name and be nice. And so a lot of those people, I've asked favors for them to work on this movie, and they do it. So the most important thing is just be nice, you know, just be nice. And just don't forget, you know, where you're at. Even though you're on a set, you're still not really you know, you're not better than really anybody else, no matter where your position on set, whether you're the director or the PA, production assistant, just be nice and be humble and just be grateful that you're able to be there.
That's pretty awesome. And the other thing you wanted to say?
The other thing is invest in yourself. You know, it's important to, as you kind of grow, and you're able to have extra money to just invest in yourself. Do your homework on equipment and everything, because it really, investing in myself has really helped me get opportunities that I didn't think I'd be able to have otherwise.
And so what, can you break that down just a little bit more?
Yeah, so the part of the reason why I got the gig on the vampire movie as one of the cinematographers was because I had my own equipment, because they didn't have money to rent equipment. So they were looking for people who already had cameras and knowledge with cameras and everything like that.
Oh, okay.
So it's just important. Yeah. So it's just important to, you know, like I said, not everyone is in a position to have extra money to buy cameras. So if you ever are, or when you get to that point, invest in yourself, invest in equipment, because it'll really get you opportunities, but you also can create your own opportunities as well.
That's pretty solid advice, actually. Thank you for that. And I guess lastly, I wanted to ask you, where can people find you on the internet?
Yeah, so you can find me on Instagram and Twitter, at Directed by Zach. And then you can also follow along with the movie. We have an Instagram page. It's called At the Edge of the Universe Movie.
At the Edge of the Universe Movie. That's your Instagram page?
Yep, that's the Instagram handle.
Okay. Well, and I see you have a link in your YouTube, a YouTube link on your Twitter.
Yeah, that's so the YouTube link on the Twitter is the teaser trailer we put out last summer.
Oh, okay. So how would people be able to get to your Twitter then?
My Twitter handle is at Directed by Zach.
At Directed by Zach. All right. Well, Zach, I really appreciate you responding to this and actually wanting to come on and share a little bit about yourself and the advice that you have for everybody that wants to get into filmmaking and what you've learned. I really do truly appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me. It was great.
Oh, you're welcome. And before we sign off, anything else that you want to say?
No, I think that was it.
All right. Well, Zach, thank you so much for coming on again, and I truly appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Well, folks, that was Zach Cakley. Thank you for tuning in. You can find him at Real Director Zach on the Twitter and check out what he has going on there. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in to an episode where you learn about somebody other than yourself, and I'll see you in the next episode.